Good morning.
Good morning.
What a wonderful Sunday morning. A day when thousands or tens of thousands of people are running all across New York City. Spectators are coming from all over the world. Maybe a million people are coming to watch people running. They should be coming here to Yeshiva Or Shlomo and watching us, learning, davening, a word of Gemara, Pasuk in the Torah. What an unbelievable zchus. This is what they should be spectating. On the topic of Kas, I'd like to mention a pasuk, seemingly very paradoxical pasuk. The pasuk in Megillas Kehelas, which is what we lay in on Sukkos, was written by Shlomo HaMelech, King Shlomo HaMelech. And the pasuk says, Ki b'roiv chachma, roiv kas. With more wisdom, with more intelligence, comes also more anger. Seems very paradoxical. Why is that so? I'd like to focus on one point of this pasuk. We see from this pasuk, although hard to understand, we do see from here that with wisdom comes anger. They go hand in hand. And with anger, usually, comes also some sort of wisdom. It is a sign that a person has intelligence. And so, just like when a person flips a coin, the coin has heads and tails on it. It encapsulates both ideas, but when the coin lands, it only lands on one. You don't perceive the other side, you only see one. Either the heads or the tails, but not both. So too, when a person is about to get a burst of anger, he can either show us his angry side, the angry part of him, or he can show us his wisdom, his intelligence, that power that he has, the ability that he has to overcome that anger. That is something truly unique. To be able to show only his intelligence, only his wisdom, just like a coin which can show us the heads or the tails. And that, when a person reaches that point, when he overcomes his anger, that is worth having a million people spectating. Thank you. Have a great day.